This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
This is The Annie Fry Show. The Annie Fry Show is streaming online. Watch us live on YouTube and subscribe.
It is November 1st, 2024, which means it is no longer October. Does that mean we can safely say we had no October surprise?
They tried
to manufacture October surprises, but I don't really think we had one.
We had like little mini October, like I don't know what an October surprise technically is, but I would think that Biden calling, you know, Trump voters garbage would be, I don't know, it's not really a surprise.
No, it's a bunch of, that seems like normal news cycle
stuff. Yeah, there was really hard to have an October surprise against a candidate that has been vetted and investigated so much.
Man, you kind of went where I was going to go with that question, because we had some October surprises. They just happened in June and July.
Yeah.
That was the biggest political month. It was less than a month, actually. It was President Trump gets shot, mm-hmm. almost killed.
Well, I think you can go back to the first debate.
Was the debate was before that?
Yes.
You're right. So that was, yeah, okay. So the debate happens, and then it forces the current sitting president out of the race.
But he wasn't yet. So the debate happens. Yeah. Biden is on political, like, campaign life support. They're like, okay, the question from the moment of that debate up until Trump was shot was, is he going to stay in or not?
That's right. And then Trump has the assassination attempt, blood on the face, iconic images now that we've all seen of him being surrounded by Secret Service.
Standing with his
fight, fight, fight. Man, I had people texting me that I have never, ever heard praise Donald Trump. They might be conservatives. I just don't know. I don't think they're just fans of Donald Trump. Texting me going, man, that was BA.
Yeah.
That was amazing, you know, yeah. And I don't know if that means they vote for him or not, but it was just an iconic moment that is everybody will remember for the rest of their lives where they were when they heard that. And that doesn't happen very often. Mm-mm. When you have a moment that you remember, everybody can kind of go, oh, I remember where I was when.
Mm-hmm.
And you just don't know when those things are going to happen. That's why they're such a surprise. But that was a huge surprise. And then
the RNC,
it kind of delayed the figuring out whether, because, you know, there was a week there where people were going, well, I don't know if we should talk about it.
Well, it was that, but he was also at the RNC that same week.
And announced J.D. Vance as vice president, so that happened right away. And then you finally get the Clooney letter and the Obamas take over, and somehow that ends up in Kamala Harris being at the top of the ticket. To me, that was such a big, earth-shattering 3 weeks or whatever it was, that I'm not sure how you could have an October surprise now.
Right.
I mean, unless it's something like, you know, people's rumors. I'm not going to say that these are going to happen, but the rumors were that there was something floating around out there about Donald Trump, never mm-hmm. really heard what it was,
yeah.
that it was being shopped. I saw some people on Twitter saying, yeah, this is being shopped right now. I don't know what it is, but I didn't take the bait. It sounded like it was a steel dossier type thing.
Yeah.
Because there wasn't much merit to it, but it was pretty salacious. And so, good news is, we still don't know what that was.
Yeah, that's interesting, because whenever you consider that it was floating around there, but then you got people on Twitter talking about it and they're saying, I was looking at this, was shopped to me, and I passed on it. It didn't have enough. Whenever you start having those personalities come out and you have that information coming out, it cuts the legs out of any of those salacious stories because they're like discredited by credible people before they even come out.
Yeah, yeah. And a lot of times when people announce, and really good marketing people do this, but it backfires at times because you go, oh, wait till you see what I'm releasing tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody goes, ooh. And their mind goes to whatever they think the big thing could be. And then whatever the big thing is never that big thing. So it's always a little bit of a disappointment. It generates a lot of views, but it doesn't generate the same enthusiasm or excitement that I think the person marketing it is trying to do. But the one that was also, and these are just rumors, again, like, hear me when I say that there is no credible report to these things, but that Kamala had a P. Diddy tape. You know, that was being shocked that, oh, maybe this is going to shock everybody. And then nothing's happened. So,
yeah, it's wild because like you pointed out, we had that big week of news, probably the biggest week of news in our lives, definitely in my career in media. And then everything else that would be a shocker that would make everybody go, oh, it has to be so much bigger. Like even the second attempt on Trump, everybody was like, holy cow.
You can't be freaking kidding me.
They tried
the second one.
But it didn't last the way the first one did.
I tell you what, that actually worries me. That's one that sticks in the back of my brain because there are credible reports, and some of these I think came from the FBI, that Iranian, you know, backed militia members were actively in the United States trying to figure out a way to kill President Trump.
Yeah.
Now, that's not rumor. That actually happened. But nothing's happened. So that's good. But you're like, look, we're still 4 days away. I mean, we're still months away from a possible inauguration.
Well, yeah,
if
whoever
that
wins, they won't be inaugurated until January.
Right. So that stuff, you know, it's the kind of stuff that if you mention it now, people go, ah, that's, you know, that's really far off. But after two assassination attempts and credible reports from our own law enforcement agencies, which are notoriously criticized for not being very pro-Trump, not local law enforcement, but DOJ. I mean, these are high-level people saying these things. Man, it's not a story until it is.
Right.
And it's just something that you mentioned because hopefully they're considering it with everything they do. Not that we should be thinking about it every day, but it is the kind of thing that you hear and it just kind of floats away and you forget about it until, oh man, there was now this time there's somebody hiding in the bushes outside of this rally, you know?
Yeah.
And it makes you concerned. Just a couple minutes here before we get to the top of the hour. And like I said, we're going to talk about this Tucker Carlson thing that I think you're going to find very, very interesting. I found it last night in a weird place from people who would normally be very critical of Tucker. And with this, they weren't. And it just shocked me because we're talking about really supernatural stuff and he's willing to talk about it. But yesterday, I started this by saying, hey, it's not October anymore. Yesterday was Halloween. Did you guys do anything interesting or did you guys hand out candy or what's the tradition?
We at my house, well, we were going to go over to a friend's house and unfortunately I wasn't feeling well last night. So I had to cancel on them and I feel really bad about that because I was really looking forward to going over there. Got home, and so I was just kind of like vegging out on the couch. My wife ordered a pizza, and she went to pick it up and stayed out there because they were swamped and they didn't have enough employees.
Oh, I was going to say, so don't get a pizza on Halloween.
I spent my evening mainly answering the door when kids would ring and looking at all the costumes and handing out candy. My favorite costume was a little kid dressed like Michael Jackson. And I asked this kid, I was like, hey, can you do the moonwalk? And he did the moonwalk across my porch.
How old was he?
I don't know, 3 and a half, maybe 4.
Wow.
And then
that's
I was like,
cool.
Well, so what's your favorite Michael Jackson song? Biddy Dean? I'm like, Billy Jean. Holy cow. I mean, like, they had the sequin glove, and when he did the moonwalk, he put his head down and his hand over his on his hat and did the nailed it. And I'm like, this kid is going places.
If you saw any great costumes, if you stay at home or really wherever you go, if you took any great costume pictures, I'd love to see them in the chat if you want to get on the YouTube live chat and let us know there. I'd love to see those for the 2 o'clock hour. But I don't know that I saw any that really made a mark on me. The one thing that happened this year that I think I remember from last year, but now it was multiple houses doing this.
Mm.
no idea, and I'm glad I get the radio to ask this question, because I have no idea whether this was just a my neighborhood thing or this is a thing somewhere else and we're co-opting it. But at two or three different houses, my kids walk up the driveway and they'd say, candy or potato? And my kids remembered this. And so they'd go, every time they go, potato, because apparently nobody takes potatoes and they're just trying to be funny and different. And so they take the potatoes, like just russet potatoes, and then we're going to go home and have a potato bar tonight because we got so many of them.
And candy or potato? They're like, potato?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, and they would always be like, oh, okay, because most kids choose candy.
Oh, crap, now I got to give them potatoes.
But yeah, I didn't know that if this was a thing, like just, you know, random people in our neighborhood are just being funny and they know each other, or if this is some wider thing. I'd love to hear that, too. Even if you're like, what the heck? Like, please let me know in the chat whether you've ever heard of candy or potato. And hey, if it's a growing trend, I'm all for it because I like potatoes. And my kids get enough candy, but we need potatoes. Like, I just hadn't bought any for a while. So it was a great convenience for me.
I guess the real question is how do you feel about venison jerky?
No, no, it's really not. It's almost 2 o'clock. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com